He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor Show. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. Well, folks, it is episode 156, and if you do the math, it is our anniversary show today. We are officially 3 years old, and we're very proud of that. That's not an easy thing to do in the podcasting space. I think the average is 10 podcasts that someone lasts. But here we are, 3 years to the day, just about. And there's a whole back-end story as to how and why the Gadget Professor Show began and how it was created. I am not going to ever go into that. Maybe someday I'll tell you, but certainly not now. And we'll get into that at hopefully many, many years from now. But it's an interesting story, and there's only one other person that knows, and that's Wild Man Mike. So we are going to have some new things that we've added to the show. We've kind of got a new facelift, and hopefully you'll have a lot of fun. As you know, we come out every Thursday evening with a brand new episode, and what we try to do each week is to take a new gadget, a new piece of whether it's electronics or tools or whatever gadgets that are out there, we try to cover them. We give you a little news, tech news about the industry, and we always have, of course, I think our favorite thing is the free apps and free software that are out there, or they're very inexpensive, and that will make your life easier and probably your friends and your loved ones' life easier. So we're a very low-key show. We are definitely a family-friendly show. You'll hear no swear words or anything like that. And we also try to warn you about things that are not the best out there or companies that don't do things the honorable way. So we frequently will have we occasionally have a rant of the day, and actually we have one today. So let's begin by, again, welcoming everybody. Episode 156, to get to us, just go to our webpage. That's thegadgetprofessor.com. When you go to thegadgetprofessor.com, you could watch our show there. You can watch us on the Roku box. You could watch us on pretty much any glass surface or any internet browser in the world, anywhere in the world. Just go to thegadgetprofessor.com. We're on iTunes. We're very easy to get. Just Google us. You'll find us there. Again, you can watch the show on audio or video right from our website. You can download this via iTunes automatically. And also in the middle of the page, you will see a little hot link here called newsletter. If you click on that and put your email address in, every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is posted, and it's usually posted Arizona time, somewhere between 7 and 10 o'clock Arizona time, a new show comes up, and you will automatically, in your inbox, see the show notes, which is everything that we discussed, all hot linked, and you don't have to take any notes when you're on the Gadget Professor Show, because if you're subscribed to the free show notes, you will have all that info in front of you. So there you go. Also, there's lots of other things that the Gadget Professor does. You can certainly follow us on Facebook, and that would be Facebook.com/TheGadgetProfessor. I am in the process of posting all the interviews that we conducted at NAB, and we've got some really cool interviews. Here's one with Marshall Electronics, and here's another one that we did with Livestream. Here's one that we did with Paladin. So there's tons of, here's one that we did with Cobalt. So there's tons of interviews up there, and really they're featured on my Facebook page. So hopefully you'll like that and like me on Facebook. And last but not least, one of my favorite pages, which is called Rebel Mouse. And Rebel Mouse essentially takes everything that we put on Twitter, and I am on Twitter a lot, and that would be @GadgetProfessor. If you follow us on Twitter, you would love our Rebel Mouse page, because when you go there, it takes all those tweets and actually puts the pictorials of what the gadgets are, and this thing changes every 15 minutes. There's new visuals on here, and it shows you all the new gadgets, wherever they may be from, that come out within the hour. They're on the Rebel Mouse page. So that would be rebelmouse.com/gadgetprofessor. If you want to email me, easy to do, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I do answer all my emails. So let's get right into it. Our usual portion of the show for the first minute or two is who's got hacked? And this week we have AOL. You've heard of them, American Online. They confirm, and they don't tell you the number, so you know that it's high. They confirm that a significant number of mail users were hit. AOL released more details on a major hack of AOL mail this month, in which users' accounts were compromised to send out spam messages. Isn't that nice? You have an AOL account, and all of a sudden you're sending millions of people spam messages, which have your email address, so it comes from you, and yada-da-da-da-da. Here's the whole article, and hacking. It's an everyday occurrence. This one's particularly harmful and egregious to me. Here's a gentleman from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Illinois Community College, an enlisted man on an aircraft carrier. This guy hacked into the U.S. Navy computer systems. Like, are you kidding me? He hacks into the U.S. Navy computer systems and those belonging to more than 30 other government entities, schools, and corporations, federal prosecutors said on Tuesday. Daniel Trainer Cougar, 20 years old, of Salem, and Nicholas Paul Kite of Chantilly, Virginia, were accused of conspiring to hack and the computer systems as part of a plan to steal people's identities, obstruct justice, and damage a protected computer from April 2012 to June 2013. You can read all the gory details, but I keep bringing these articles to your attention because you really want to have your own cloud and your own server. And if you watched last week's episode, we did talk about building your own server, and this week we're going to continue and finish that episode up. Last week we talked about the hardware and the installation. This week we're going to talk about the actual software and show you how you can very economically, very cheaply, and very nicely, easily build yourself your own cloud and your own storage server and your own media server. So we'll get to that in a minute. And now, folks, unfortunately, we do have a rant of the day, and let's take a look at the rant of the day. The rant of the day, folks, is about people who are out there and selling a product and are out there really to rip you off, essentially. Not that they want to rip you off, but their policies and their decision-making process essentially is not consumer-friendly. And that brings us to this company right here, Hub, webhostinghub.com, webhostinghub.com. So what they do is they are an internet building site, and if you want a internet site and you don't want to go through a lot of, you know, HTML language, you just basically pay a low fee. It's like $4.99 a month is their cheapest one. And you will actually get take your domain name, put it there, and very quickly build an internet site. They have all kinds of templates. They have 24/7 help and all those types of things. And it's a reasonably decent company that will allow you to create your website, again, using all kinds of tools that are available to you. The pricing is very good. They have all kinds of hosting features that they list, and this is really not a commercial for them. It's about some things that I don't think were done properly. So let's tell you the truth. About 2 years ago, I got an ad in the mail sent to me saying, hey, for $10 for the year, you can have our basic web hosting site package. For $10 a year, phenomenal deal, unbelievable deal, and I have a lot of websites that I set up and use through my business, and for $10 a year, this was a great deal for me, so I paid the $10 and bought it, and for whatever reason, I forgot that I bought it. That's certainly my fault, and didn't use it, and a year went by, and that was the end of the story. So about a week ago, I was going through some emails, and I happened to see, Web Hub Hosting had sent me an email. And it ended up in my spam because I had another email that went to spam. In any event, I had forgotten about it and immediately realized that it was well over a year. But what I didn't realize is that webhostinghub.com had charged yours truly a couple $100 to re-sign up for another year. I didn't even know they did that. I didn't tell them to do that. But when I called them, I figured this is going to be an easy thing. On their website, they have a ironclad guarantee that they'll refund your money 100% at any time. So I called them up. It shouldn't have been a big deal because, A, I didn't use the service for the second year. B, I didn't even know that I was billed for the service via my credit card. I missed it. And C, the easy thing would be, okay, we'll just wipe it off. Or I was willing to take another year, just hit the reset and give me the full year, because I'm actually 6 or 7 months into my second year paying full freight, not knowing that I was paying full freight and not using it. So I very politely said, you got, you know, a situation here where you sent me an email that you had already charged my credit card. The email went into spam and you charged my card. I had the service. I didn't get any email notification, at least in my regular email, that I had re-signed up, because I would have immediately canceled it, because obviously I didn't use it, I didn't need it, and I don't want to pay full fare for it. So I would appreciate a refund. And they said they don't do that. And I said, on your website it says you can get a full refund. And they said, well, not really. So I asked to speak to a manager, which they wouldn't let me do. And she put me on hold and came back, was very polite, and said, our manager said there's nothing we can do. And I said, well, this is kind of an easy one to me. Because I haven't used it and I didn't agree to have the second year, I want credit on my card, or just hit the reset button and I will use the service, and at least I'm getting a full year instead of I'm down to like, I don't know, 4 months left. And she said, we can't do either. It is what it is and that's it. And I said, I didn't agree to it. This is not fair. And she said, well, if you would have read the agreement 2 years ago, it says it automatically renews and you agreed to automatically renew it. Well, I got to tell you, as you probably know, you know, their contracts on the internet are pages long, and I never read the fine print. So, you know, yours truly, the gadget professor, who's very sharp and very astute, yeah, got burned, and that's the end of the story. So I'm really annoyed. I think it's disgusting. The truth of the matter is it costs them zero, absolutely zero, to refund my money. There's no use expended against that. There's no bandwidth. There's no service. There's nothing. I did nothing. So the least they should do is refund it, but they won't do that. And then not to at least say, okay, we'll reinstate your year, we'll reinstate the 6 or 7 months that you haven't been using it and give you a full year. Again, it costs them nothing and they refuse to do that. So I highly recommend not using webhostinghub.com, because I'll never use them. And what I'm probably going to do, because I'm annoyed and I think it's disgusting, I'm going to call the credit card company and tell them the story. And because I used a credit card, I'm reasonably sure that they will go back and credit me the money. We'll find out and I'll keep you posted. So let's move on. Now we get to the fun stuff, and this is called Dashlane. And Dashlane is a very cool password protection software that keeps all your passwords encrypted and available for use automatically as long as you have the master password. And it's available on all platforms. So this is totally free. They do have a paid subscription. And if you look at that, actually I didn't go there, free versus premium. If you look at that, it just shows you what you get for free and what you get for $29 per year. And if you need those extra features, then it's worth the $29. I personally don't, and the free service works real well. This is a very simple password protection piece of software that's very easy to use, and I highly recommend it. There are a bunch of them out there. This one's probably the easiest one to use and probably one of the most robust feature sets available in this type of software for free. So check that out. I think you'll enjoy it. They also have digital wallet and autofill-in software, which is also very good and very well done, and it's an excellent company. So these are all free softwares. I would check that out for sure. Rolling right along, another really cool app, and I've played around with this, and I really like it. As you know, I love photography, and I still hate using my phones, my smartphones. I have the Android S3, which is giving me, it's 2 years old, I think, in June. I'm ready for a new phone. I hate to say this, but the truth of the matter is I am changing from Android. I will be changing to an iPhone as soon as the new one comes up. If for no other reason, there's two reasons. One, I'm changing because I want FaceTime, because my daughter's on FaceTime, my son's on FaceTime, they all have iPhones, and I want to be in FaceTime because I want to see my granddaughter and talk to her. So there you go. The second reason is I have found continually, after when it gets a year and a half just to the day, all these Droid phones for me absolutely go nuts. You hit the dial button and you watch for 5 minutes, and all of a sudden it dials. you try to execute out of a particular area, it just sits there, then it dials, they go berserk. And that's the problem I'm having with this one right now. I'm ready to flip it against the wall, but I got to wait another month or two till I'm eligible for a new phone. But that's the story with that. But getting back to the software, this is available on the iPhone and the iTunes Store and also on the Google Play Store. This is called Adobe Photo Express. It's going to cost you $1. Actually, this version is free. They do have a version that's a little bit more robust for $1. You take your pick. But it's available on the iTunes Store and also on the Google Play Store. And it does some amazing things. So if you're into photography or you want your photos to look a lot better, you really want to take the photograph and then bring it into this Adobe Photoshop Express, and you can do some really cool things. And it's a neat app. So check that out. Now, we talked, I think, last week or the week before about circadian rhythms, which really deal with your sleep cycles, which you will find in the next year, you'll notice that there'll be a lot of articles and a lot of data, a lot of reports coming out on sleep cycles, and they're finding every day how important sleep is for your body to replenish itself, for your brain functions, your health, your heart. They're just scratching the surface now. They're just learning how important sleep is. And sleep management, sleep apnea is a huge, huge business, and it's growing more and more. So it's very interesting from a scientific point of view. I myself have a sleep apnea and have what's called a CPAP machine, which forces air into my nose so I can breathe at night. I have severe sleep apnea. So here's an app that's free. What this does is it's a bio-alarm clock that analyzes your sleep patterns and wakes you when you are in the lightest sleep phase. So this is a really cool app, and I think you're going to find this quite useful and quite interesting. So check it out, and I believe it's available again on all the app stores, whether it's Android or the iOS, the Apple phone. So check that out. It's pretty cool. Now, here's a relatively new site, and you've heard of all these hotel sites that are out there, and there's a ton of them. This is kind of a new one. It's called Backbid, and you can add your existing reservation, your travel plans to Backbid, which is no big deal, but hotels will send you competing bids for your upcoming stay. Backbid enables travelers to stay at the best hotels for the best price, no searching necessary. Backbid makes it simple for companies to save money on corporate travel. Backbid's travel manager enables companies to receive competing hotel bids easily, book discounted rooms on behalf of their employees, and it's really cool, real easy to use, and it got very high ratings from CNN, from USA Travel Today, and from Frommer's. So at least check it out. It's backbid.com, and I think you'll find it quite fascinating. And now, last but not least, I've talked about this once or twice before, and I'm going to mention it again for a couple reasons. This is called TeamViewer. TeamViewer has a free version, which is what I use, and they also have a business version. If you're doing business on it, then you'd want that version. But the free version essentially allows you to remotely control any computer or Mac over the internet with seconds, or use TeamViewer for online meetings. In other words, you can have face-to-face video meetings using TeamViewer, and it works really well. You have the ability to remote control, so I can be sitting here and log into my computer at my home and transfer files, operate the machine, do everything just like I was sitting here, or sitting there, actually, in front of the computer. It's a very robust tool. I've been using it for about 3 years. I can't say enough of it. You can conduct meetings on it, and it's one of the better softwares that are out there, and we'll get back to this in a second or two. Now, at this point, we are going to go to our gadget of the day. And the gadget of the day is actually something that we talked about last week, and it is the NSA 320 2-bay power media server. And what that is a small device. You could see it here. If you want to go back to last week's episode, you'll learn all about the hardware, but I have actually loaded that up with two hard drives. Last week I put in one, and I showed you how the other one would slip in, and that's all loaded up, and that's actually sitting at my home at the moment, and the server is up and running. Now, why are we covering this? Why are we doing this? Well, we're doing this for a variety of reasons. One, I tell you almost every week about someone who's been hacked. I tell you every week or almost every week about people who have paid for services, for cloud services, and the next thing you know, that cloud service has been hacked. They've lost their IDs, their usernames, their passwords, their social security numbers, their credit card numbers, and it goes on and on and on and on. I have always said, if you want to use the cloud, build your own cloud. This device, for I think it's $89 on Amazon, will give you your own secure cloud. It has a RAID drive configuration, and we talked about what the RAID drive configurations are. There's a variety of RAID drive configurations, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so on and so forth. What that does essentially is there's two drives. If one fails, your information is still protected on the other one. If you have three drives, then you're going to have better protection, four drives, so on and so forth. But the bottom line is these are highly protective of your data in terms of failure, mechanical failure of the drive. So that's a good thing. Second of all, these servers are encrypted. No one knows they're online except you. They're not a big target. Again, who would a hacker go for? Mr. Jones, who lives in a house and is minding his own business, or a giant server like AOL or a bank server or whatever. Obviously, the bigger the server, the more desirable it would be to hack. So I think it's important for you, for everyone to have their own server. Now, this one will allow you to store your data. It will allow you to, with one click, to back up all your computers with one click. Store that information so that it's retrievable from anywhere in the world on this server. You can also, what's called FTP, and we're going to get into that in a second, that's file transfer protocol. It's called FTP. It allows you to upload and download files to this secure server, and it also allows your friends to download and upload files, movies, pictures, spreadsheets, Word documents, whatever, to this server. And it's essentially like Dropbox, but you have unlimited storage on this, essentially, you know, as big as the drives are. I have 6 terabytes, 2-3 terabyte drives in there. That's a lot of room. Most people don't have anywhere near that need for that much storage. And once you buy this box and put in the hard drives, you're not paying a monthly fee because it's your own server. And this stuff is not rocket science. It's very easy to do. So last week we talked about how to set it up. This week I'm going to show you a little bit how to use it, and you could take it from there. So if you go to ZYXEL, you will literally find everything you need to know as to functionality, and there is a ton of functionality. I could probably spend 3 hours talking about what this will do, but we're not going to do that. We'll spare you that. So if you go onto their website, it shows you how the cloud works, and right here you can see here's a tablet, smartphone, PC, a Mac could be there. Here's all kinds of files that you would have, music files, folder files, which could be spreadsheets, documents, whatever, pictures and video. And you can access your server by going onto the internet, and this is what the cloud is, it's just the internet. And when you go onto the internet, you're going to directly access this NSA 320 server. And that's essentially how it is. And from this server, you can pull down anything you want, and we'll show you how easy that is to do. So that's how it works. It also allows you to stream, so that if you were in a remote location at the airport in Hawaii and you live in Scranton, Pennsylvania, you'll be able to watch your movies and access your files just like you were sitting there. So it also does that. It allows you to share files, so that if someone that you know needs a spreadsheet or a PDF file, whatever the document is, as long as it's on your server, you can give them permissions to go in and get just that file or all the files. You can give them permissions to upload or download whatever it is you want, and you can have an unlimited amount of people that have different password functionalities and capabilities based on what it is that you want. There's also mobile apps, so you're able to, with the ZyCloud, which is what this is, you can collectively view and access all your multimedia contents on your network storage with a mobile device anywhere you go. This is also capable of downloading an app which is free on your smartphone, whether it's the Apple, whether it's your iPhone or Android, and it will allow you to scan a USR code and download that directly, whatever you see, onto the server. So it does a lot of things, and I can keep going on and on and on. So the first thing we're going to do is look at one of the very basic functions, and it's called FTP. And again, FTP is very intimidating because what's FTP? It's letters, you know, but it's just an acronym for File Transfer Protocol. Here's a little article that will be in the show notes that will explain everything that is there is that you need to know about File Transfer Protocol. It is a very basic low-level function that's built into the internet, but this is what the big boys use to get files from a computer to another computer, regardless of the location. It's a protected, encrypted type of service that allows you to transfer files. And that's essentially what Dropbox is doing and all these other cloud services. The basis of what they're doing is File Transfer Protocol. So again, it's not rocket science. Now, the easiest way to use File Transfer Protocol is when you purchase this ZyXL server that we just mentioned, which is this little box here. It already is built in. So like, well, what are you talking about, Gadget Professor? How does it work? What do you do? Well, I'm going to show you. Here's a free program called FileZilla. FileZilla. This will be in the show notes. And this is an FTP program that's totally free. There are probably 100 FTP programs out there that cost money. I have been using this for probably 15 years. I don't need anything more robust, even for my business applications. This works so well. So what we're going to do is show you easily how File Transfer Protocol is and what it will do for you. So I'm sitting here in the studio right now, and I'm on my laptop computer, and you're exactly seeing what I'm seeing. So in the top here, I put the address of my server, which you would have when you build the server, and that's very easy. I have a username, obviously, and I have a password, and there's a port. And this is, you don't have to worry about this because it's automatically configured as soon as you load the software, which again is 2 seconds, I'd say 2 minutes to load on this server, and it comes with it. So I'm just going to hit quick connect. Now, before I do that, over here on this left side is my computer right now. So I have a C drive, I have a D drive, I have an E drive, I have a Q drive. And those are just the regular drives that are on my laptop. On the other side of the window, which is the right side of the window, you see nothing. But when I click quick connect, I'm going to dial into that Zytel box. So I'm going to click quick connect. It did a handshake. It verified my username and my password, and boom, right now on this right side, you see 4 folders. You see music, you see photos, you see public, and you see video. I now can, from here, okay, go on my left side, and these are all files and things that I have on my computer, and I literally just drag and drop into the folder that I want. So right now, I know that on my video folder on that ZyXL box, if I double-click that, I see the Simpsons movie is sitting there. If I wanted to download that Simpsons movie back onto my hard drive here, all I do is just pull it and drag it and drop it, and that's the end of it. It will file transfer that particular file from one computer to the other. It doesn't matter which way it goes. Or on the converse side, if I have a movie or a file here and I want to put it in to the video folder, I would just hold it, drag it, and drop it onto the right side, and that's all there is. That's all there is to it. It's that simple, and then those files will end up on that server. So that's essentially what File Transfer Protocol is. Now, I can have all these files, this is the main directory up here, with a username and password. So I can have Tom only get in and only watch videos. I can have Mary upload videos, download videos, delete videos, because I can make her an administrator or give her more user functionality based on who it is that I want to get into it. Now here's a public server that I can use, a public folder, if you will, that's on the FTP site, which is that ZyXL box, and I can make that public so that anybody anywhere can just have access to that. If I want them to go in and do that, I can say, hey, use my server, here's your username and password, you know, ABC, and the password's 123. And anybody who uses that will get into that folder and that folder only. You have control over those permissions. So I'm going to get out of that, and I'm going to go back in to the actual server. Now, this window here, again, I'm on a browser, and what I've done is I've dialed in to the URL of that server, okay, that little media server that's on my desk back in my home office. So I need a username and password because you just can't get into it. So I'm going to put my username here. Okay, and now I'm going to put my password in, which you can't see. And there it is. And now I am going to log in. So I'm a user now, and I'm logging in, and boom. If this was someone else and I said, hey, you can use my server, this is what they're going to see. It can't be any easier, folks. Obviously, here's my videos. Here's my data, my PDF folders, whatever it is that I want to have people access or I want to access. Here's the settings folder, which if I have the right proper permissions, I can change those settings. Here's my music, and here's my photographs. It's as simple as that. So if I or my wife or my friend or anybody I want is at the airport and I give them or wherever they are and I want them to have access to my movies, this is totally free. There's no monthly expense. I say, go watch the video. So they're going to click on a video and here's the video folder. So they're going to say, okay, what do you got to watch? So they're going to double click on it. And I only have one movie because I did this for illustration purposes. It says The Simpsons. So if I had 50 movies, you'd see the names of them right there. And all you do is double click on it. And voila, there pops up the movie, and there you go. It's as simple as that. That's running off that media server, and as you could see, the quality's pretty good. It's great on my computer, my laptop. I can work this wirelessly, and I have total access to that server, and I think you'll see on the screen that it's a great quality too, so we'll stop that. And that's essentially everything there is to know real quick. There's probably 40 other functions that come with that box. You can download your iTunes on it. You can serve anything that's on your iTunes. You can put on that box and have access to that, movies, pictures, whatever you want. You can stream from whatever's on your computer through this box. It's a very versatile, very functional, very economical way to view, save, and transfer files. So I hope I've given you enough background that at least you won't be terrified of using it. And the other thing that I will say is if you call these people and ask for their tech support, you will wait about 5 minutes, at least that's been the average wait time, before you'll get a technician. I had a technician, I needed to ask him about some advanced functionality. I waited 5 minutes, a technician answered, I was on the phone with them for about 45 minutes. I had some real detailed things that I wanted to do and see if the capability was there. And this guy was super. He just was in no rush. I had some issues that I couldn't figure out. He couldn't figure out. He put me on hold, asked someone else. And every single issue that I had was figured out. And I got very esoteric, very deep into the box. And everything worked flawlessly. I have nothing but praise for it. The company's great. And I hope that you will consider setting up your own media server, because there are a lot of things that you will use, not to mention the ability to back up your computer if it should ever crash. All your data is protected on your own private encrypted server. So I hope you enjoyed our episode today. I look forward to seeing everybody else next Thursday. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.